experts say that being yourself and risking people not liking you is better than experiencing the stress and tension that results from bending over backwards to please others. This is Cherie, your host for Life of a People Pleaser podcast. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is your girl Cherie. Today I wanted to talk to you guys about what it's like to date in your 40s. If I can insert a laugh right now, I would. It's quite comical, the experience. But there's that laugh I needed. I have been divorced for 14, 15 years. So I've dated a lot. I would not call myself a serial dater, but I will tell you that dating in your 40s is hard. It is horrible. You just rather be alone sometimes, to be quite honest. But I don't even know where to begin on this topic. But let's start with dating these days requires an app and a swiping finger, meaning people do not meet in public anymore. They don't go about it the old school way. There is so many apps out now for dating. Let me just run off a list of the many's that I've used over the years. I used MySpace when I was out to date, Black Planet, Hinge, Online Booty Call, let's see, Stirs Out, Facebook Dating, Match, eHarmony. Whew, there's so many. What's that infamous one? Plenty of Fish. Yeah, so there's just so many options out there to date these days. There's so many apps. That means that there's also so much availability out there. The thing is that most people don't just put their profile out on one platform. They use multiple platforms to target different areas of people, different types of people, for the best chance and variety for your dating experience. I'd always have two or three different profiles created on two or three different platforms, and I would get different types of people. Sometimes men think like I did, and they would create multiple profiles as well, so you'd come across the same person on different platforms. But so you would get on these dating apps and you would start looking through these profiles, and you would start reading their bios, and people really do send a representative of themselves. They really probably 90% of the time are not who they say are on these profiles. And I can only say that from a female to male standpoint. It might be exactly the same from a male to female, but so you read all these bios about how they want a relationship and they want to find someone and be serious and settle down, and they're tired of the games and they don't want baggage and blah, blah, blah. So you weed through these profiles and you go for the one with the least amount of drama per se, and best intentions, and you meet up, you go on dates, and pretty quickly you find out that they really just want to sleep with you, they don't want anything serious, and you're just a notch on the belt, and there's many more that they're talking to at the exact same time they're talking to you. Now, as a female, have I ever dated more than one person at a time? Yes, I have played the field and gotten to know more than one person at one time over my years, because I wasn't exclusive with anybody. Now, that's not to say I was intimate with all of them at the same time, but I did date multiple people at one time to try to get to know them. But I did find out pretty quickly that it was hard for me to juggle that kind of behavior, and so it wasn't something that worked for me and doesn't work for me. I like to hone in and entertain one person at a time, really get to know one person, and then if I feel like it's just not going to work, or they aren't who they said they are, or aren't standing up to what their profile said, aren't looking for the same things, and we just aren't a match, then of course I put myself back on a platform to find somebody else. So it's a cycle, right? It's a cycle. Now, I have had points in my life where obviously I didn't want a relationship and I just wanted an intimate moment. And so I was very clear cut about that. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. Take it or leave it, and let that person make that choice. But what I've never done is said that I want this, I want a relationship, and then just use somebody for sex and lie to them and misled them. That I have never done that. But it does happen a lot. It happens very often. So that's the shitty part about dating is, like I said, most of the time it's you're getting a representative of somebody before you actually spend a lot of time with them and figure out who they really are. One thing that I find funny about trying to date in my 40s is these profiles of these men are, they need work. I honestly feel like I should open up a business on creating dating profiles for men. There's so many accounts that I come across where there's kids on the profile. Like, why are your children on your dating profile? Why is their face anywhere on your dating profile? Why is your mom? You know, why isn't anybody but yourself? And that's such a turnoff. They'll have females in the pictures with them with the face blurred out. So I think men need a lot of help with dating profiles. They need a lot of help with their bio and what they say, how much information they give and don't give. And they need to be a little bit vulnerable emotionally. And they also need to be a little bit funny when it comes to their profiles also. I read a lot where it says, like, I don't want any baggage. Well, we're in our 40s. I mean, every single person you encounter has some form of baggage, right? And most of the time when somebody's saying that, that's because they haven't dealt with a lot of stuff that they have going on. So they can't take on somebody else's because they themselves have too much of it. So it's just that part is extremely comical. But two, like, God, nobody really wants to put in the work. Like, you message back and forth, and then eventually you exchange phone numbers, and then you might go on a date, but it seems like, you know, it's so much effort to get them, and this is a female to men again, to make you feel like a priority, and reach out to you first, to invite you out on a date, to buy you flowers or open your door. Like, it just seems like it's such a task. And what I realize is that that's because you're not the only one they're doing this for, and they're tired, right? I've heard men say, like, I'm not paying for a girl's meal unless she gives it up. Or I'm not, all I do is go on these dates and pay for all these meals for me not to have a connection with somebody. And the truth is we all have to invest, right? So, you know, the girl is spending money and time too to also spend time with you too. So, if you need me to really break that down for you, that would be really sad. But, you know, we put forth a lot of effort also to show up. And I'm the type of female that will, like, help pay for a date or go Dutch, you know, or even offer to pay sometimes, because I would never want a man to feel like I want something or they should expect something in return from me. But that's where that kind of independence and people pleasing comes from. It's like, no, I got it. Let me do it. Here, let me take care of you, you know? So, man, I'm 46 and the dating scene is terrible. It's terrible. And no, you don't really meet people out and about, because those people that you meet out and about want to take you home an hour later and then forget you exist the next day. There's so many people in my life that are single these days and that are over 30 years old that struggle with the dating scene also. I think where I live is like one of the worst cities ever for dating is what it was ranked. And it's true. It is so true. Ideally, would it be great to find somebody who would, you know, you could meet at church, right? And they respected your morals and values, and you guys dated for a while, got married, and lived happily ever after. That'd be ideal. But that's just not realistic anymore. That's just not how we are set up as a society. And that's just not, there's just so much availability. I think that sometimes men have ADHD. It's like, hi. And then, you know, they'll see the next profile or girl walk by and it's like, oh, hi. Oh, hi. You know, and it's just sad. There's just not a lot of time invested to really get to know people and build something off of that. So it does suck. I think too, like, I am such an independent female. There's not anything I can't do and won't do to take care of myself. And sometimes that could be a turnoff to men. They they say they want somebody that's independent because they don't want to have to take care of somebody, but then they when they have somebody that's independent, they feel like that you're taking something from their manhood. So it's kind of like a catch-22. I unfortunately think that women have had to get to this point of being so independent because I would say in the last decade or so or more that the caliber of men that have their own just isn't, it's just, and what I mean by that is I mean like have their own place to live, have their own vehicle sometimes, have a good job, have the capability to be able to get into a relationship, be supportive, hold you down like you would hold them down. That's what I mean by that. I would say that what I run into more, sadly, is men having to live their living situation's a little off, a little weird. They can't afford to really even take you on a single date, let alone do anything for you that would be considered spoiling you. And then oftentimes I've had men ask me for money, like, hey, I can't pay this bill, can you help me? It's just like somebody could say, it's like what I choose to entertain or my preference. However, I've heard this from so many friends of mine too that have different dating preferences. So when I say that about caliber men, they just don't come to the table with the kinds of accolades that, kind of like our parents would talk about or expected for themselves when they were growing up and dating like older generations. So a little different, times are different. I know finances and goals and values and morals and all that are different for everybody, but it just seems a little bit harder to find exactly what might be a good fit for per se me. So then you tried very at your hardest not to lower standards and all that stuff, and at the same time trying to find companionship and find somebody to spend time with and build with in hopes that you can align both of your guys's needs, wants, and morals and values and work together and build it from like the ground up, like a foundation. So the other thing too that I would say I find it to be a little bit difficult in dating is finding someone to mirror your end game goal, right? Like for me, my end game has always been to be a wife. I was married before, didn't work out, divorced, but I've always wanted to be a wife, and my goal is to date with intention. And I don't feel like a lot of people want to do that anymore. I feel like they just want to spend some time for the short time, whether it's 4 weeks, 4 months, 6 months, but no longevity. And so, even if I was to present my intention in the beginning and was told that they wanted the same thing, it tends to not be the same time, not be the same thing. And then do I feel like I wasted 4 months, 6 months, or whatever, when I had always been clear? So, for me, when I put anything on my dating profiles, it's typically to date with intention for a relationship and a relationship that turns into something serious, which turns into possible marriage. I'm not at all, I don't at all take issue with somebody saying they want to take things slow. Maybe they just got out of a situation, they're working their way out of a situation, or they're just not quite ready for the seriousness that comes with marriage. But I'm not at all taking things slow. Slow is good in getting to know somebody, spend some time with them. But slow does not also mean that you get access to all of me, my body, the way I spoil, the way I dote on. Those are all things that should be reserved for the person that you want to grow with and have that end game goal with, right? So, yeah. Oh my Lord, help me in this dating era. It's rough. It is rough. And I see so many posts by so many women who say they would just rather be a golden girl, stay single. Too many F boys out there, too many games, too much drama, too much this, too much that. It's crazy. I'm in a couple Facebook groups, right? Where one is Are We Dating the Same Man? I think that's the name of the group. And the other one is Don't Date Him Girl. Two Facebook groups, and I believe that there's a version of this for the men as well, but two Facebook groups where women go on there and post males' profiles, and then they get all the tea on the said men before they date him or during the time they're dating him, because other people in our area chime in. So there's no more anonymity. And actually, I could say that I really am like, wow. It kind of gives people a heads up, right, on these people and profiles that they're dating of people in our area. And I wonder too if I'm on the men's version of that, to be quite honest. It's 15 years I've dated a number of people, but or I've encountered a bunch of people. But I would say that my dealings with somebody may not be the same as their dealings with somebody, and so I don't know how much you should weigh on the tea that's shared. And if you should just run at everything that's ever said about somebody. So I don't know. I kind of look it over sometimes and I get more cringed out by the male profiles and the stuff that they share on their actual profile than I do about the actual tea that they're sharing about their situation with that person. But yeah, so that's something new that's going on. I guess it's nationwide, these Facebook groups, but it's kind of a lot. I don't know. It would kind of keep you from wanting to even date at all if you looked at how much stuff gets posted on these feeds every single day about the men in your area. But anyways, yeah, I just wanted to do a little episode about, the horrific nature of dating in your 40s and how it hasn't been pleasant or fun. How I'm still looking for my forever and kissing a bunch of frogs. And hoping one day to settle down with somebody who sees value and worth in me in the things that I said that I wanted, and I don't have to lower any of my standards. I get so tired of telling people my favorite color, my favorite flowers, or anything. I don't want to tell somebody to do something for me. And so, who knows? Maybe I'll end up being the golden girl myself, living at home with my son, letting him take care of me. That's not what I want for myself. I would love to be married. And have a husband to dote on and take care of, but I can't be the only one to put in work. And these dating apps aren't they're not good. They are not good. They're not cool. They're wah wah, and I'm kind of over it. Yeah, I don't want to be one of 100, and I would never want to make somebody feel like one of 100. So I don't know. Anybody got any good insight? As my BFF would say, let God present that person for you. And you know what? That may be. So until next time, you guys, thanks for listening to me rant. If you have any feedback on this episode, please send me an email at lifeofapeoplepleaser@gmail.com. And we could definitely talk about any of that feedback. I would love it. All right, talk to you guys soon.
Find new episodes here each week. Make sure to subscribe, like, follow, and share. And remember, take care of you before anyone else. All love.
Love.
Thank you for tuning in. What a great episode.